Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Creating business does not need to be as hard as sometimes what we make it out to be. For most of us, the problem is our marketing doesn't get any traction because we do marketing activities where we hope people are going to pick up the phone and call us, or we hope people are going to fill in a web form. We hope someone's going to just out of the blue decide, yes, I want to use your product or service. Where instead, if we took marketing activities that were really simple and we did them more often, we'd actually end up with more business. And there's nothing more simpler as a marketing activity than creating conversations with other people. We don't create enough conversations. Whether that's with prospects, whether that's with partners, whether that's just with our general networks. There are so many opportunities sitting on the table right now if all you did was create conversations with other people. I think the problem becomes that we think creating conversations means picking up the phone and speaking to people. And we don't like picking up the phone. So therefore, we don't do the activity anywhere near as often as what we should. 95% of my conversations happen through email, messages on social platforms, and text. Very rarely do we pick up the phone. What we need to be doing is just looking what we have around us and how can we create conversations with what we have around us. So let's have a look at a few things you could be doing straight away. How many people have you not responded to that have sent an email to you? How many people have popped up on your social platforms where you've looked at it and gone, oh, that's nice, but not taken it any further? How many people have you run into over the last 3-6 months, said hello, but not continued the conversation any further? How many people do you have sitting in your phone right now that you could just simply reach out to and say hello? We have an abundance of people we could be creating conversations with. So why don't we? Well, sometimes it's you don't know what or where to take the conversation. And other times it's we don't know what to say. Creating conversations, only good things can happen when you keep your open mind that this person might want to buy from you. They might want to partner with you. They might be happy just to open doors for you. So what I'm saying is, don't preempt conversations. Just open them up. Start reaching out and saying hello. Now, sure, as you get better at creating conversations and having conversations, you're going to become a bit more strategic and a bit more tactical. But to begin with, if you're not creating conversations every single day, that's your first step. Just create more conversations with the people you have around you. So we'll put things on social media on purpose, purely just to be able to create conversations with people. We'll look at what other people are saying, doing, turning up to. We'll look at the people within our CRM. And even if it's just a simple, hi name, hope you're doing great, thought I'd just see how business is going, you'd be amazed at where those sorts of messages lead to. But they don't lead to anywhere if you don't do them. So with our partnership club, guys, That's what our front of mind, our personal engagement, our social conversation plans are all about. And it's really easy to push them to the back burner and say, oh, well, I'll do them when I get time. There are times where we can have up to 100 conversations just on social media happening at the same time. Just think, if you had 100 conversations and 5, 6, 10 of them turned out to be great partner opportunities, another 5, 10 turned out to be great opportunities where people opened doors for you, and another 5, 10 turned out to be great opportunities for people who wanted your product or service. Is that worth having 100 conversations going on? Of course it is. Hasn't cost us a cent. We haven't spent money hoping that someone might fill in our web form or pick up the phone and call us. And the thing that's really nice about this, it's actually fun. So if business can be a lonely place for you, because most of the time it's just you, well, creating conversations with other people changes that really quickly. So to begin with, just go, how could I create 5, 10 conversations a week? That's not difficult to do. That's not going to be very time consuming. And that might just be simply reaching out and saying happy birthday to people. It might be simply reaching out and asking how someone's going. It might be just simply responding to when someone likes or comments on a social media post. It might be just simply looking into your CRM and going, who are a handful of people that I could just check in on and say hello to? See, there are so many different ways that you could create conversations with people. And I don't believe it's till you start doing this as a habit, week in, week out, do you really realize the power of conversations. Conversations equals opportunities. And that's why we have plans in place, structures in place, processes in place to ensure that you're being time efficient and that conversations lead to opportunities. I can't think of anything worse than to be creating conversations and nothing taking place from them. So what do I mean by nothing taking place? Remember our three outcomes always. People to buy from us, people to partner with us, people to be able to open doors with us. So if you're just having a conversation where after the fourth, fifth, sixth turn going back and forth, you go, well, that's nice. That's a waste. And we've got to make sure we don't have a great deal of those. And when you use the right language, model the right scripts, you don't. Because everybody who answers back wants the same thing you want, opportunities. And therefore, you just have to be better at asking how you can help one another. So let's go away from having to spend money on exposure marketing and let's just get back to doing some simple things. Creating conversations with people who are already around you. Hopefully that's been super helpful. That's the first time you've joined us. Welcome. Please make sure you pop over to referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. to get some amazing resources to help you with your referral and partnership strategies. Otherwise, till next time, take care, and I look forward to speaking to you real soon.